Yesterday, The Guardian reported that Yakin, an 11-year-old, was killed during an Israeli airstrike in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. As well as helping to deliver food to poverty-stricken families, the young girl had become well-known on social media for sharing advice to other children during the toughest of times. She's among many casualties in the latest round of escalating violence. Elsewhere in the territory, 6-year-old Ward Sheikh Khalil was sleeping with her family in a school in Gaza City when it was targeted by the Israeli army early yesterday. It killed her mother and 5 siblings. She survived alongside her badly injured father and brother. She spoke to the BBC.
I couldn't walk on the fire. It was full of smoke and my hands were burned. My mother was martyred. She's now in a grave.
A 6-year-old grieving the loss of her mother in Gaza. The risk of losing entire families, starvation and no safe place to shelter has become part of daily life. An Irish aid-funded agency, Palestinian Centre for Human Rights, has said the situation is nothing short of catastrophic and unbearable. Hani Askari is the monitoring and evaluation officer for that agency, and I spoke to him a little earlier from central Gaza, where he described the situation as the bombardments continues.
This war and this genocide, you know, is destroying every single sign of life for the people here in Gaza. The blockade and the closure of the border, not allowing the humanitarian aid, the humanitarian tracks to enter to Gaza, starving of the people as a weapon for this war.
How difficult is it to obtain food when it's in such short supply?
The local market is, you know, it's empty. If you are going to markets, to shops, to streets, you will not find anything, even the limited available. And there remains, you know, staff remained in the market are, you know, with skyrocketing prices. You cannot imagine the cost of 1 kg of onion before 7th of October. We used to buy 1 kg of onion for less than $1, half a dollar. Today, we have to pay more than $70 for 1 kg of onion. There is no available single piece of fruits in the market. There is no, you know, baby formula. There is no, you know, meat or any kind of chickens or any kind of meat, lambs, and so on. This is related to the food. The only available is the local and the domestic vegetables with, you know, crazy prices for the wash and for the water. You know, we are suffering a lot to secure a limited amount of water before the war. Each individual in Gaza was, used 10 liters of water or 20 liters of water per day. These days, the individual cannot find, 1 or 2 liters of water. The prices are also skyrocketing. One and a half coupe or 1,500 liters of water before the war, we used to buy it by, you know, less than $1. Today, we have to pay also more than $70 or $80 for filling one tank of water.
And
so, yes.
And Hani, as well as that issue of trying to access food, trying to stay safe, as you described there earlier, when it feels nowhere is. We know some of the latest casualties were people sheltering in a school which was bombed, as
yes.
Israel's military said it was being used by Hamas.
Yes.
Where is safe in the territory? What is happening to people?
There are the Israelis and the IOF distributing, we can say daily, they are distributing and circulating, you know, leaflets, either digital or, you know, dropping from the air that, you know, urging people to leave certain areas. And they are asking the people and force them to leave to the western of and the close to the beach of Gaza Strip. But unfortunately, these areas were classified as safe zones. They are under attacks from over the past 19 months, you know, and I think you are aware about, you know, attacking shelters, attacking, you know, schools, which repurposed as shelters too. So the people, they are living in harsh and, you know, hardship condition within these shelters. They are enduring the bad condition and the cold during winter, and now as we are approaching summer, and there are a lot of mosquitoes, you know, the health condition also here is too bad. People, they are exposed to, you know, to disease. Children are forced to sleep, hunger. So the situation is totally bad here.
The tragedy of Gaza's orphans, it's one of the worst disasters unfolding within this tragedy, and disappearance of entire families too, sometimes with only one surviving child. Do you know what is happening to these children?
So as I'm working at the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, and we are, you know, providing and supporting separated and unaccompanied children, and we are providing and doing, you know, our, you know, best in favor of and for the best interest of these children. We are supporting them, providing them with all the protection, referring them to, you know, the all available protection services with other partners and so on. So, but you know, their conditions is a tragedy. Actually, these people, they lost every one of their families. We have a huge, you know, a huge number of people, and according to international organizations and the Minister of Health in Gaza, I think more than 20,000 children, they are missing or they are they lost their family members.
Just finally, Hani, it feels wrong, really, to even ask how people are feeling in Gaza when we're hearing what you're saying there from the footage of how horrific the situation is. Is there any sense of hope that this attack on the territory will end there?
Actually, you know, the people here in Gaza all the time, they have one voice and one message. Most of them, they will not leave Gaza, and they will stay in their lands. But, you know, they are in need for everything. And the people here, they are in bad need for the international community support, forcing Israel to stop the ongoing, you know, war and the ongoing genocidal act, stop killing people, you know, allowing and forcing the Israeli to open the border and let all the commercial and the humanitarian trucks to enter to Gaza.
And that was Hani Askari from the Palestinian Centre for Human Rights. It's 8:32 and it's time to get the headlines with Brian Jennings.